वर्स नंबर 24, पुरोधसान च मुख्यम माम विद्धि पार्थ बृहस्पतिम सेनानी नामहं स्कंदः सरसामस्मि सागरः। सो पुरोधसा इज ट्रांसलेटेड एज टीचर्स और ऑल्सो ट्रांसलेटेड एज प्रीस्ट्स। सो पुरोधसाम च मुख्यम माम, अमंग ऑल द टीचर्स और अमंग ऑल द प्रीस्ट्स, विधि नो मी ओ पार्थ ओ अर्जुन एज बृहस्पति। बृहस्पति इज सेट टू बी द सेलेस्टियल टीचर, बिकॉज जस्ट एज यू नो वी हैव टीचर्स ऑन अर्थ, सो इवन द गॉड्स व्हेन दे हैड टू स्टडी दिस नॉलेज दे वेंट टू अ टीचर कॉल्ड बृहस्पति। So Indra and all of these, it says Indra spent 99 years with his teacher to learn the truth that I am that, which we say, oh, I know it. But Indra actually, even though he was the highest of all the gods, actually spent 99 years with his teacher studying this truth. So Brihaspati is said to be the celestial teacher. So he says, among all the teachers, I am Brihaspati. And the idea being that each and every one of us should be a teacher. You say, well, I'm not a teacher. I don't teach any class. I'm a doctor or I'm a housewife or I'm an engineer or I'm a mechanic or what I am. But every one of us is a teacher to somebody, to our children or to our younger brothers and sisters or to... So... They say that if you want to teach your children something, teach them by example. Because, they say, don't do as I, what is that? Don't do as I do, do as I say. But it's the other way around. Children will pick up what you do. You may say something, you may tell him 100 times or her. But if you are doing, if the child sees that your behavior is not conducive with what you are saying, then the child will pick that up. So the child will see what you're doing and copy that. Like when some guests come to the house and we say, oh, come on in. We are so happy to see you. And you offer him tea. And then when he leaves, you say, kahan kahan subah se aa jate, where these idiots come from in the morning and they wasted my time. Then the child will see, on the one hand, you were greeting him, Bo, where you are, I'm so glad you came. And then when he leaves, so they say that you have to be very alert that what you are telling your children, you should be practicing. So that's why he says, I am the teacher in every one of you. And among the worldly teachers, I am Brihaspati. So I am that which teaches the right knowledge. That's why we worship our gurus, our teachers, because we see the Lord in them. And the Lord is the teacher and the knowledge. That's why when Swamiji comes or, all these acharyas come, we bow to them, we prostrate to them or touch their feet, representing the knowledge. Because it's not that they want their feet to be touched, but the feet represent the knowledge that the guru stands on. So the feet represents knowledge. That's why we do on Swami Chinmayananda's, on his anniversary, we do Guru Paduka Puja, where we have his little sandals and we offer the flowers and 208 names representing the knowledge that the teacher stands on, this knowledge. So that's why he says, among all the teachers, I am Brihaspati. Senani nam aham Skandaha. Skanda is also Subramanya, right? He's the one, son of Shiva. And he is worshipped as the most powerful general. Among Senani, among the generals, I am Skanda. Like in the modern age, he might say, among generals, I am Patton. Because he was famous for his tank battalion that, conquered the Germans. So he says, among the soldiers, I am Skanda. Why is Skanda remembered among all the generals? There were so many generals. Because Skanda, it is said, was the son of Shiva. And there are different stories, but it is said that there was a very terrible demon called Taraka. Taraka, he was so bad that he not only conquered the whole earth, he even conquered all the heavens, and Indra and all the gods were pushed out, and they had to go into the forest and run away from him. Otherwise, they would be killed. So he controlled the earth, He controlled the hells and he controlled the heavens. He controlled everything. And he was so powerful that nobody could kill him. Even Indra's weapons and all the other powerful weapons the gods had didn't work. And so then they went to a rishi and they asked him, please tell us what we can do. So he said that the only person who can kill him will be the son of Shiva. If you can, and Shiva, of course, it is said that he remains in meditation. He's a vairagi and he has no interest in, women or anything. He's all the time in his own self. Of course, Shiva is the Supreme Lord, as a personified. And so he's always meditating upon himself and he's not interested in having children and all that. So now how are we to get him to have a child? Because unless his son is born, he's not going to be able to free the earth and then the heavens and all will be under that evil king who is so horrible, demon, and he's torturing all the good people and it's horrible. So it says that they tried to approach Shiva, but of course Shiva was not interested. He was in meditation. Then they found Parvati ji and they told her, you're so pretty and you're so beautiful, you're so nice. So go in front of Shiva and Shiva might be tempted. And of course, Shiva was not. And also Parvati ji, when she saw Shiva, she fell in love with him. He was so, handsome and so nice and so, so sweet and so peaceful. Being in his presence, she felt good and she wanted to marry him. She wanted to become one with him. So nothing worked. So then she decided to get him with devotion, spiritual love. So she started spiritually, meditating upon Shiva and she created all these shivalings and every day she would offer 1,001 names and pray to the Lord and constantly fill her Lord with Shiva, 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 only that, constantly. So through spiritual love, she won his heart. So that's what they say, the Lord loves, the devotees who love him with total oneness and total love. So it is said then that is when Shiva was pleased with her and she had a son who then became Skanda. And then Skanda was given all the weapons by all the gods and he was able to destroy this evil demon and free the earth from that. So I am that Skanda. So that is what they say, the Lord is pleased with a devotee's love. That is what it says. If you go and, do all these, rituals mechanically or you pay somebody to do it or, you create all these big temples, but you're doing it to show off. The Lord is not pleased with that. The Lord is pleased with true love, true devotion. That is what he wants. And if you offer me in the Gita, he says, offer me even a leaf or a flower or even some water or fruit, but offer it with love. That's what I really like. Then it says, Sarasam Asmi Sagara, and among all the waters, I am the ocean. Obviously, the ocean is the biggest, the ocean is the biggest body of water. So you can say, the Lord is the ocean. But there is another very powerful meaning which Swamiji in his commentary talks about. He says that all the lakes and the rivers and the ponds, everything is connected to the ocean. Say, how is it connected? The Pacific Ocean is 100 miles from away. And how is the Kern River connected? Or if there is a lake, how is that, like Ming Lake, how is that connected with the ocean? The point is that all the water comes from the ocean. Because when the ocean evaporates, then it goes up, it creates rain, and then the rain falls. And that's how the rivers are created, the snow is created, the lakes, the ponds, the wells. Everything is nourished by the ocean. So similarly, the consciousness is, even though apparently far from us, we say, God is far away, I don't know where he is, but he is constantly nourishing us. So my body is working because of him, my mind is working because of him, my intelligence is working. So all my abilities are constantly nourished. And if there was no consciousness, I would have no abilities. So the idea being that anytime you do anything that is glorious, anything that is beautiful, anything that is successful, anything that is wonderful, always thank him. Oh Lord, it is because of you I have been able to do that. And when you do anything bad or wrong, then don't blame him. Then take the blame yourself. Then you say it was my fault. Or if anything bad happens to you, say, Lord, I must have done some bad karmas, and that's why I'm getting it. It's not because you are giving it. But if anything good happens, thank him. Oh, Lord, I'm so thankful to you because of you. So when you have that attitude that you accept the bad as saying it is my karmas, and then you are grateful for the good, gratitude is a very powerful, very, very powerful force to remember him. Remember him with love and remember him with gratitude, then you can get close to him. So that's why he says, among all the waters, I am the ocean. I am the biggest and I am the cause of all the other waters. The ocean can say that. So very nice verses when you go to the meaning of it, there is a lot can be learned. And so that's the idea that when you next time you go to the beach and you see the Pacific Ocean, you say, oh, that is the Lord. Or when you see the crescent moon in the sky, you say, oh, that is Bhagwan Shiva. Or when you see the sun, or, you know, when you see the wind blowing, you say, oh, the Lord is blowing the wind. So that is the idea, that anything you see, you remember him. The more you remember him, the more your heart is purified. Right. That's what they say, be the lamp. You know, all of us cannot be Jesus or cannot be Swami Chinmayananda or, you know, Shankaracharya. We cannot influence the whole world, but at least I can influence my family. So they say, be a little lamp. Not everybody can be the sun. You know, there's only one sun, but there are so many little lamps. So be a little lamp wherever you are and illumine your neighborhood. Even while doing good, remember who you are. Yes, I am that. Remember that constantly.